You're listening to SBS News.
There was a carnival-like atmosphere outside the court complex. Drummers, a xylophone, and acrobats spinning hula hoops. A festive atmosphere for what Julian Assange's supporters believe is a life or death case. The WikiLeaks founder driven into central London from Belmarsh Prison, his home since April last year. In the doc, he confirmed he opposes extradition to the United States, where he faces a potential 175-year sentence. The US government wants him to face charges related to the hacking of government computers and publication of secret documents, which prosecutors believe put the lives of intelligence sources at risk. A new, broader indictment was served on Mr. Assange in June, claiming he cultivated an international network of hackers to steal confidential files. His lawyers wanted the judge to disregard the fresh allegations when making her decision. She refused. They then asked for the hearing to be adjourned until January. That request was also denied. Kristen Hrafnsson is the editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks.
He has no way to communicate with his lawyers. This morning is the first time he meets his lawyers in 5 months. What kind of a procedure is that? How can you defend a case where it's a matter of life and death when you can't see your lawyers, when you can't properly prepare your case?
The defence submitted to the court that it would be unjust and oppressive to extradite Mr. Assange by reason of his mental condition and the high risk of suicide if he is extradited. Lawyers for the US government, however, pointed out that neither mental health problems nor Asperger syndrome prevented Assange's solicitation of and orchestration of the leaking of materials from the highest levels of government. Mr. Assange's father, John Shipton, says his son has experienced psychological torture.
It's now 11 years, and everything that he predicted, which was denied in the press and so on by politicians, everything he predicted that would happen to him has unfolded before us, and it's still going. This is the 11th year. I expect another 2 years.
The first witness, an American expert on investigative journalism, told the court that no publisher has ever been successfully prosecuted in the US for publishing leaked government documents. Mr. Assange's supporters, including his partner, say the charges he faces are political and should therefore prevent his extradition. She presented an 80,000-signature petition to Downing Street calling on Boris Johnson to reject Washington's request. It wasn't accepted. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.